tennis on the Big Sports Breakfast with Roger Rashid.
15
Exciting times, really. We've only got one Aussie left, but what an Aussie to have left there. Ash Barty, the number one seed, the world number one, the French Open champion. Wouldn't it be terrific now? She's into week two of Wimbledon if she can be the Wimbledon champion as well. Looming large on the horizon is Serena Williams, but first up, there's another American she's got to get by, Ash Barty, before she gets that big quarterfinal match against Serena. Roger Rashid, good morning, mate.
Good morning, good evening. Yeah, I'm actually at Wimbledon. It's pretty dark, but I'm here. It's a closed day today, so Sunday's the rest day. The sort of grounds get to refuel. The players use the practice courts only, none of the ground courts, and everyone sort of gets a breather. It's actually quite amazing. It's amazing how one day off you feel like you're at this new event again, and we call it Manic Monday, but it's all the round of 16 matches are played. So there's 16 matches, both 8 on the men's and women's side, and it's a frantic day of great entertainment. This is really sort of a moving time of the tournament, obviously. And as you said, Ash, she takes on Alison Risque. I mean, she's a really good competitor, stays on the holds and hugs the baseline. She likes to drive the ball, bigger forehand than backhand. So her serve's not too bad. She'll press the court a little bit for Ash. So that'll be a different type of challenge that she's had so far at the tournament. Her last match was not a challenge. It was a golf indifference. Yeah. This one's a little bit more, but I just think generally Ash has too many different ways to win points and is hitting the ball too well in a way better space, so she'll get through.
Right, she gets through, and does she meet up with Serena?
Yeah, she does. Yeah. Serena plays Suarez Navarro. She beat Sammy Stosur early in the tournament. And she's a good player, Suarez Navarro, but I don't think Serena's speed of ball, if she's playing well, if she's playing well enough, and she's getting better and better as matches go on, is going to be too much for Suarez Navarro. In saying that, Suarez Navarro has beaten big name players before, so she's a talented player that can do some damage on her day. Now, it'd be a great result for us, but I'm assuming it's Williams and Barty, which is going to be a massive match on centre court, because Ash is in great form. I don't think Serena's in her career best form, but she's obviously looms large on a grass court.
Coco Gauff, it all seems
huge
to be
match.
Yeah, 15-year-old American,
unbelievable,
making big waves.
Hey, so. I'm not sure. Sorry to interrupt, but you're actually talking too much. But the ratings are off the charts, young Coco. I mean, have you seen it?
I saw your text, mate. Was it 5.4 million viewers?
Yeah, so she was 1.7 million viewers at peak time, greater than any other match 2 days ago, which is a staggering number. Yeah. And I was watching the finish of that match at a little pub in the Wimbledon Village, and I think we all people like the underdogs, but the crowd in there roared when she won, and it's amazing eyeballs on her. 15, she doesn't do anything like out of the blocks. She's not really edgy or anything, but she's just a young girl going through qualifying. There's big talk about her, and Simona Halep will get the job done, I think. I'd be amazed if Simona, with her class, talent, she was the number one player in the world this year. We remember that she doesn't defeat Coco Gauff. But what a start to her career, and an amazing different type of eyeballs. Even her press conferences, the way she talks in press conferences, it's like a 15-year-old. You know, it's a bit younger in what comes out of her mouth, but so engaging. It's brilliant.
We thought we had some dramas with Kyrgios and Bernard Tomic, but what about this Italian guy, Fabio Fognini?
Fognini?
Yeah.
You'd love him in the sense that, I mean, he's different. He's actually a great guy. Right. He's got a heart of gold. He's one of these guys that if you met him, he's quiet. He's really polite. He's engaging. On the court, he sort of gets that little bit of white line fever where he's out there and he says things. Didn't like being put on the court he was on, court 14, and then obviously said some things, you know, about blowing up the All England club and blah blah blah. And so he's in a little bit of trouble. I'm not sure what the fines are going to be. There is something hanging over his head already, and that was actually because of something he said in the US Open a few years ago.
Okay, well, you might say he's a good bloke, but the rest of the world's thinking he's an absolute flog, right? Because he's about to get fined $360,000, And he did say they were wishing a bomb would get explode on this club.
Someone
should pull him aside, Rog, maybe it's him, and say, mate, the world thinks you're a flog, and you're a good bloke, so you should turn things around.
I agree. Some of the stuff that he's done on court, he's actually gone up and he's shaken the umpire's chair and he's climbed up the stairs.
What about calling the female umpire a C?
I totally agree with you 100%. And this is where, this is where the decision is made, where an umpire's got to make a decision pretty quickly on the court. And I think there are times when umpires are too lenient in what takes place with the athletes on the court versus towards the umpire. And I think that's, there needs to be a shift. That's why we saw the big fine with Bernard Tomic. He's appealing that, saying he's now wasn't ill. He was ill before the tournament started, or before that match started. We also have a rule in play that if you are ill, that you actually can get half the first round prize money, but we don't want you to take the court. A lucky loser can actually take your spot, because we want proper matches on the tennis court. So he sort of defeats his own argument. He loses his own argument there.
Right. What about the men's side of the draw? Rafa and Federer, they're just easing through?
Yeah, look, I think this is the way it's going to pan out this week and for mine. So Roger and Rafa are on the bottom half of the draw. If I look at that, I don't think they can be beaten. I really don't think so. Nishikori may play Roger in a quarterfinals. Also, San Quirin and Nadal, I think that will be the quarterfinals, but both of those guys will go through. Novak's got a very, very light run all the way through to the finals. If he drops, I would think he may drop one set. I'd be surprised if he drops any more than one set going into this week's action into a final. So he'll come through as the freshest, and then it's either Roger or Rafa. But Rafa's looking pretty big. He likes the course. They're a little slower this year for him, he feels. And that's where I think we're going to be talking at the end of the week.
All right. So we're starting a new week, right? So I'd just like to try and narrow you down a little bit. So you sound like you're pretty bullish about Novak Djokovic. He's currently $1.75, mate, and that's because of that easy run you think you'll get in his half of the draw, ahead of Roger, $450, Rafa, $450. So who would you take if you were down to your last $10 there?
I started with Roger. I'm staying with Roger.
Okay.
Just staying there. I mean, look, I don't, the reality is they'll get a day off in between. And so those guys bounce pretty well. And so Roger's always recovered well. But I'm still leaning Roger Roger in that one.
All right. And I'm just trying to narrow you down to the women's singles. And I'll just get...
I had Barty. I had Ash as my pick. And I had Pliskova as my rough darkie. Anyway, she's three in the world, but imagine being a roughie at three in the world. But so I think she'll get through her section of the draw, and there's either going to be Pliskova there in the bottom half, Pliskova or Halep, I think, get an opportunity to play each other in the semis. Pliskova's got that grass court game. It's whether she's got the nerve to go through and get to a final. The big one for me is Barty and Ash and Serena Williams. And that's the one in the quarterfinals. That'll be Ash's very first big test, in the sense of Ash will beat every other competitor that can't overpower her and push her behind the baseline and really force her defensively. Mm. Serena can do that. She also gets 3 points on the serve. So that's going to be the big test. I still feel like Ash at the moment's in some really good touch, and Serena probably may have lacked, matches. She hasn't played a lot this year.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, that's how they see it as well at the tab, mate, because Ash is the 325 favourite. And Serena's the third favourite at 650. So they think Ash will be able to beat Serena. Otherwise, you'd flip that.
By the way, if she does do this, and she does beat Serena on centre court, and she gets through that stage, I mean, just think about this ride that she's on right now, the wave. It's pretty amazing. This is the way we're discussing, the women's side of the world tennis. It's great. It's brilliant.
Yep. Well done, mate. Thanks for that.
See you, boys. Have a good day.